Hello, and welcome to the Buildings Podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. Join us on the first and third Monday of every month as we explore trending topics in the built environment. I'm Janelle Penny, Editor-in-Chief of Buildings Magazine, and today I'm joined by two special guests. Henry Chamberlain is the President and Chief Operating Officer of BOMA International and BOMI. He's retiring at the end of this year after 39 years as a staff member of BOMA International. And Mary Lou Peck, who is currently the Senior Vice President of BOMA International, will succeed him in those roles. When she does, she will become the first female president and COO of BOMA International. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Janelle. Looking forward to the interview.
Thank you for having us.
Henry, I want to start by congratulating you on your upcoming retirement. You've been leading this association for almost 23 years now, and the world of commercial real estate has just changed so much during that time. So what would you say are the key factors that have helped BOMA International change with the times?
Well, when I started, we were really primarily an office trade association, and we've expanded greatly over the years. We're now just as industrial-oriented, medical healthcare, life sciences. Our fastest growing conference is medical healthcare facilities. Of course, you throw in data centers, self-storage. So we've really expanded to be a full service commercial real estate organization, if you will. So that's been a change. Of course, technology has changed a lot. I mean, I remember when I started here, we were still faxing and we had a messenger budget. And now it's all attachments and all the rest. And you think about how an office is running now and how people are using the space. Big changes on that side. Demographics, you know, women are now the majority of BOMA membership. When I started, it was probably 80-20 male. Now it's 60-40 female. Big change around property management, who's leading this industry. We've been very good at keeping all those folks involved throughout the years. It's a unified industry now, which I'm very proud of from an advocacy perspective. When we lobby on Capitol Hill around taxes, there are 16, 17 organizations representing trillions of dollars of real estate that are lobbying and making the case for how you create jobs, how you have a healthy economy, and how you use real estate as a really major factor in a successful economy. And then, of course, I just finish up with high-performance buildings, the fact that we're really working towards decarbonization. I mean, if you look for high performance, it's not only a good business strategy, but, of course, it's where we're going in terms of environmental. Clearly, institutional investors are looking for the green real estate. They're looking for the decarbonization. We're moving towards, you know, carbon neutral or net zero or zero emissions, whatever our target is by 2040, 2050, that high performance piece and the ability to label that, whether it's BOMA 360, one of our programs, which is a great training tool, or BOMA Best, which is a program we're bringing out of Canada, which has a really nice environmental bent. Both of them do, but it takes it to the next level with data analytics and technology, really creating a high performance building stock across all of those asset classes is something that we've really been working on. And those are big changes around BOMA International.
Now, speaking of changing with the times, where do the two of you see commercial real estate going within the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, so I'm an optimist, but I think you can look at it, real estate, and think of it cyclically. Particularly, you mentioned I've been at BOMA for 39 years. We've been through a few cycles. We're going to reinvent and reimagine this industry in incredibly strong ways, back to high performance, new applications, looking at industrial in terms of supply chain, bringing back some manufacturing. You look at medical healthcare, which is being driven by demographics. Office, we're going to repurpose office. We're going to develop new product types. We're going to partner that up in our communities as well. So I think what you're going to see outside of 24, 25 is a robust industry similar to what we saw in the past decade, because that's what this industry does extremely well, creates value, new product, meets the marketplace demands.
Yeah, I would add that cities and governments need to really examine a different mixes of land uses and think about how to create a downtown community that people want to do business in and people want to go to. For example, like, what are we going to do with all of the older real estate? The average building in the U.S. is more than 60 years old. What are we going to do with that real estate? will the cities invest? Will they rehab it? Will we take it down? Because there's a lot of stuff that a lot of stock that really isn't going to come back to life in its current form.
Now, Mary Lou, you joined BOMA International in 2021, and already you have led the development of a new technology platform. You've been instrumental in integrating BOMA into BOMA International, and you also helped bring the BOMA Best program to the U.S. So what's next for you? What are your goals for BOMA International and BOMA as you're getting ready now to take the reins as president and COO?
So the goal is to continue to build on the legacy of innovation BOMA International has. So we have a very strong platform between our local associations, our international affiliates, and now BOMA. And we're going to continue our leadership in advocacy, in education, in content and knowledge. And with the acquisition of BOMA, we can further expand our workforce development and training for the industry. You know, we're known for our floor standards and other tools, and we continue to grow our commercial real estate tent, to use Henry's phrasing. You know, we are in a growth mode, and right now we're mapping the future with a new strategic planning effort.
Anyone who's been to the annual BOMA International Conference and Expo knows that Henry's State of the Industry Address is one of the most anticipated events of the week. So I just have to ask, what kinds of topics will you tackle this year, Henry? Can you give us a sneak preview?
Yeah, I'd love to do that, Janelle. I mean, obviously, I'll talk a little bit about the economy up front. People always want to know what I'm thinking about finances and overall economic trends. You know, you see some optimism. I always like to rely on the Real Estate Roundtable, always does a survey quarterly on what are people thinking, where's the money going. And you see an uptick now because people do see the Fed is going to lower rates probably the back half of the year. It keeps getting pushed back, but two or three rate cuts this year, that's going to free up some capital. We're also getting to the point where real estate has been repriced, particularly office. We're almost at the bottom if we're not there already. So people are going to realize what kind of investments they can make. We're going to start looking at repurposing. We're going to see what kind of money cities have. So we're rebuilding. Of course, parts of the economy have done pretty well. Industrial settled back a little bit. It's taking off again, medical, healthcare, and all the rest. So an overview of the economy. Again, I said up front, I'm always an optimist. I think things are going to be really good at the other side. So I want to start off with that. But then there's just lots that's going on. Think about technology, operational performance and excellence. How are people creating those models, leveraging up technology, using staffs in different ways? Taking advantage of the technology for administrative. You know, the admin function is being taken over by AI and doing it very effectively. And those are positions we couldn't hire. It's not taking anybody's job. But really, there are new applications on technology, not just for performance. We've had sensors around forever looking at elevators and lights and all the rest so we can create a higher performing market and buildings. But the fact is ChatGPT is changing the way we're creating material, doing analysis. People are looking at building valuations, leasing, and all the rest. So what's going on in those areas? You know, I always think we need to alert people to the changes that are happening around them. Everybody needs to be a student of this industry. So one of the things I like to do is stimulate people's imagination so they go out, find the material, go to the BOMA luncheons or events, meet with their peers and see what people are doing through those case studies. It's one of the reasons I really like our Outstanding Building of the Year Awards, the Toby Awards. It's really a snapshot of some of the best things that are going on in the marketplace on an annual basis. Also, just want to talk about it back to reimagining, reinventing space. I mean, I'll talk about office up front. I always do. But if you look at Gensler HO case studies about redesigning, bringing in the flexibility, bringing in, you know, the outside air and the light. We brought in the decks. We changed our floor standard years ago to take advantage of the outdoor areas as usable space. The fact is we're really reinventing. And then if you add in health and wellness, which is a big trend out there, active design, just simple things. If you're a lower rise building, opening up the stairwells, having people walk up and down, have showers so people can bring their bikes and during lunch, they can go for walks or runs or biking around. So reimagining not only what it looks like, how it's used, where it's placed, and all the rest. And then again, back to the high performance piece of it, I look at BOMA 360, it's the training ground. We're going through a demographic change in real estate. It's getting younger, so those people need to be trained up. When you look at a 360 building, it takes them through security and operations and leasing, all the working as a team leader. It's a really good training ground. It's also an easy way to say, we get it. We're putting the energy into it. Same thing with BOMA Best. So really emphasizing the value of those kinds of certifications in the marketplace as people are trying to figure out where they're going. And then workforce. You know, when we talk to the C-suite, workforce is really the number one issue, finding enough talent and then developing it up. And while we're at it, you know, the workforce is diversifying. Diversity, equity, and inclusion plus, as we like to call it now, the fact is the demographics of the nation are changing. Where you're going to get your talent in the future is changing. And we need to be a marketplace and a community that welcomes the people that are doing business where we're doing business. So the workforce piece is something that I'll finish up with as well.
Great. Mary Lou, like I mentioned before, you'll become the first female president and COO of BOMA International when you succeed Henry on January 1st, 2025. So how does it feel to blaze a trail for women in commercial real estate? And what is something that you'd like other women leaders to know?
Well, I say first, while I'll be the first female staff leader, women have been blazing a trail in this industry for the last 20, 25 years, including some of our past chairs like Brenna Wall-Raven and Shelby Christensen, and then Lucy Smith, who's going to be chair in about 1.5 years. And, you know, as Henry shared earlier, when he started at BOMA, the membership was 80% men. And today, the majority of members are women, and many of those women are in leadership roles. So it's really been a team effort, and I am deeply grateful for the women who've come before me, and I'm incredibly proud to be the first female president for BOMA International. My advice to other women leaders would be threefold. First, identify your core values and find organizations that align with those values. The second would be to embrace your unique qualities and learn from other leaders. So women bring inherent strengths to leadership roles. For example, many women often serve as the primary support system at home, so they balance their family needs with their career goals. The dual role, while challenging, it hones a lot of skills and ability that translate into your leadership style, like multitasking, empathy, influence, patience, prioritization, and just the ability to get things done. So oftentimes I'll hear women view these expectations more as obstacles instead of the opportunities to hone their skills and recognize that unique skills that they bring just inherently. The other thing would be to look at successful leaders that you've worked for and that you admire, identify the skills or competencies that they have that you're still developing, and then focus on bridging those gaps to refine your leadership style. The other thing, the final thing would be to participate in related groups. So get involved so you'll meet your peers. You'll also identify a mentor or two along the way. And we all need support. None of us get to a leadership position alone. And you'll find those people by participating, actively participating, volunteering on committees. Find the people that will push you into roles that they know you'll be good at, but you may not yet have the confidence in. And you'll find the people that will be in your corner to help you figure out and navigate the challenges along the way. And then those colleagues and peers become your friends. And when they become your friends, you can have those real honest conversations and get that feedback that you desperately need to help take you to that next level. And then it would be very important that once you start advancing in your career, pay it forward, become a mentor to others, pass on your knowledge, pass on your experience.
Great advice. Henry, when you look back at your career in CRE, what would you say you're proudest of?
Well, I'll start right here and say we've talked succession planning for years within BOMA as I was getting close to the end of my career. The fact that Mary Lou is here, a strong leader, taking over, the first woman for the organization to be president. Very proud of that. I think that's just an amazing thing that we're doing. And she's going to be wonderful. And I look forward to supporting her in any way I can going forward. So I would think about a couple of things. One, leadership. I mean, we've really invested over the years in our federation, making the local associations as strong as possible. Working with our affiliates, BOMA Canada has been terrific. BOMA China has been amazing. Mexico and elsewhere. So really growing that platform, but being the leader of that charge and unifying around issues, whether globally it's around decarbonization or domestically around taxes and other issues. The fact is our leadership, I think, is something I'm very proud of. Our advocacy is at a whole different level than it was when I started. We now are the group that people call to be involved. That includes the White House now as we're looking at zero emissions or net zero. White House wants us part of that discussion in terms of defining it. So when you look at all the issues around the industry, and we began with ADA years ago, we embraced Americans with Disabilities Act. The fact is people call us for our advocacy, not just building codes, which we uniquely do for commercial real estate, as we really try to make the business case for what's feasible and realistic, but from an industry advocacy of the municipal, state, and federal level, leveraging up that network, we're at a whole different level on that side. It's a much more collaborative industry. I'll be hosting a group we've called the Real Estate Association CEO Summit that I facilitated for 20 years, but the industry is much more collaborative, not just in advocacy, but talking shop. How do we collaborate on education or careers? We created a workforce portal called careersbuildingcommunities.org. 15 groups are partners in just painting the picture on here are all the jobs in real estate, from leasing, finance, to property management, to development, to construction. Now pick your role in the industry. And as we know, when you get into this industry, people tend to stay. You know, I always think of my son who hung around Bowman members for years. He's been in real estate now for 10 years. Once people get into this career, they love it. You make some really good money, you meet great people. It's very tangible. So collaboration around workforce and a lot of other issues, very proud of that. And then just, you know, you're always proud of the people you're able to mentor along the way, right? I've been able to help a bunch of people, not only the BOMA members, but staff over the years, develop their careers, explore different opportunities, and help boost them so they can find other things that are going on. And the final thing I would just say is, you know, Mary Lou was mentioning BOMI. I never understood why BOMI was not directly a part of BOMI. It was spun off when it was organized a little over 50 years ago now. It's always been a special relationship, offering the RPA, FMA, SMA, SMT through our local associations. We've always been very strong partners. I used to travel around with colleagues from there talking about the BOMI haves, if you will. But the fact that we weren't together and there wasn't that catalyst pushing the value of those designations. We weren't collaborating on updating the curriculum. The staffs weren't working together. For our acquisition last year, getting to work with the BOMI team, what a catalyst that has been for us in terms of leading education, all the workforce stuff. And we are now working on our online education platform, but you know, shorter courses in the future. We've just issued badging to match up with LinkedIn, you know, the modern learner, if you will. A lot of those things take resources and people and teachers, and bringing our community together with their community has just been incredibly powerful. And that, to me, is one of those legacy things that I couldn't be more proud of if I tried.
Let's end on a forward-thinking note. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting their career in commercial real estate?
I'd say first, explore the field. This industry offers a diverse range of rewarding career paths. So experiment with the different roles and find the one that really resonates with your values and ignites your passion. The second would be commit to continuous learning. Stay current and ahead of industry trends. Attend training, attend events, read publications, watch videos, listen to podcasts like this one. There is a treasure trove of information that will help you remain knowledgeable and relevant. And then finally, cultivate relationships. This is a relationship business. Engage with local associations, volunteer on committees, attend industry events, do those sorts of things to build very valuable connections.
Yeah, and Janelle, I mean, I'll just, let me just jump in on the continuous learning piece. I think we all need to be students of the industry. We need to read, you know, Endeavor Media, Buildings Magazine, you represent a brain trust, great material. People need to stay current in the industry. And you need to get involved. You need to join groups like BOMA and other industry groups or your local chamber, whatever it is. The fact is you need to get involved and meet people. And what you're going to find over time is not only do you meet colleagues and friends, but you meet mentors. And I just think back on my career, there are many times when there are people saying you're really good as a facilitator, push you out on stage, like you mentioned the State of the Industry address. I didn't particularly want to do that the first time, but I was pushed out on stage and they liked it. So I kept doing it. You know, sometimes you need to feel uncomfortable and take some chances, but there are always people out there that are supporting you, that are in your corner to make things happen. And that's very true in the real estate industry. People are always very supportive. They're developing skills. They're exposing you to new ideas, new systems, and all the rest. And people need to take advantage of all of that. And I always tell people, you know, I think of a duty of foresight as well. We all need to be looking to the future. So if you're thinking about what are the owner's goals in a building, for example, what should we be doing if we're in property management to position that building to meet those goals? Is it bringing in new technology? Is it doing something different with our capital budgeting? Is it a different staffing? Is it getting more engaged with our community so we make where our building is located a more attractive place for tenants to come? You get that by participating in the local groups and really thinking about what's going on around you and how you can create value. And if you do that, of course, you're going to move up in your career. This industry, I like to think of it as an escalator. If you put the energy in, you're always going to advance. It's one of those very tangible ways you can develop a career. It's a terrific place to be. As I mentioned up front, once people get into real estate, they tend to stay. It's a great place to make money. It's an exciting, you know, if you've got attention deficit disorder, real estate's a wonderful job. Property management changes every single day, right? But the other thing is, you know, it's a family-oriented business. So if you come into it, you can have a family and get to the soccer games and all the rest. It's a gregarious, fun, positive crowd. And once you introduce people to it and they meet these folks, they want to be in this industry. So my advice to everybody is get involved, be a student, take advantage of your opportunities, and you're going to do great in your career.
Well, Henry, Mary Lou, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Janelle. Appreciate it.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this episode of the Buildings Podcast. Hit that subscribe button and join us again next time to hear another episode. And check out the show notes on our website for extra resources related to this podcast. You can also stay up to date with Buildings by following us on social media, visiting our website at buildings.com, and signing up for our newsletter, The Buildings Buzz, to keep up with all things Buildings. We'll see you next time.